ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
ABC Sports coverage of NRL Sunday.
Rugby League is on your radio.
ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Can our panel of ABC Rugby League experts handle six questions in 3 minutes? Can they avoid getting stuck on the fence? And can the referee, Andrew Moore, avoid going into the bunker? It's time for six again.
Right, Gibbsy, who is the most improved player in the comp this year? Cody Nikorima, David Fifita, Simi Sasangi, Dylan Brown, Alex Twole, or someone else?
Well, it's amazing. I think the most improved players all came out of that game from yesterday, the Warriors-Dolphins. But I'm going to go for Selwyn Cobbo. Selwyn Cobbo was in a really ordinary place. His football had gone off. We knew he had the ability to do it, but his performances at every level this year, he's the one.
Luke Lewis, Joey Manu is available for a three-month stint between rah-rah seasons in France, but only until September. Worth it for a team or not, Joey Manu?
Joey Manu, yes. I think he's a gun, so absolutely. He'd add a lot of value to any side, but I like it. Bit different. But I don't mind it. I'd like to see how it works as well, but I reckon he'll come back and kill it.
Depends how much cash, but obviously
it's got to be a minimum $300,000.
Okay, yeah, well, if he can fit under that and they can fit him in, great acquisition.
Gibbsy, 17 rounds into the season. Are you a fan of the six-man interchange bench?
Yes, I am, particularly the way the game's played, and we have so many injuries. It's such a dynamic game now, and there's so much fatigue. Yes, I am. So and we've got a new right steel as cash now, abundant. I think they can afford to carry it. So, yes, a fan.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I've always liked it, but I still feel like the coaches are getting used to it.
All right, Luke Lewis, who has been the buy of the year so far? I'll give you some names. You tell me if it's one of them or someone else. Reece Robson, Selwyn Cobbo, Jamal Fogarty, Dylan Brown, David Fifita.
I'm going to go Jamal Fogarty. I think he's been great for Manly. The other one followed by David Fifita. They were my two. Thought that were really good. Selwyn Cobbo always, I thought, was a great footballer anyway. He's just found the love of the game again. But those two, for me, are my buys.
Selwyn Cobbo.
All right, Jonty. With Jermaine Asako and Jake Avarillo leaving the Dolphins, how important is it that they re-sign Herbie Farnworth beyond next year?
Absolutely imperative, Andrew. I mean, Herbie Farnworth is, one of the greatest attacking centres in the game, if not the best. His offloads, his X-factor, all of those things, I think. Losing players like Avarillo or Sarko, they've got great depth, but I think Farnworth is a keeper for the Dolphins.
Concur.
All right, finally, Luke Lewis, the new television rights deals appears done. As a footy fan, when should the extra game be played? Sunday night or Monday night? What's your preference?
I think Sunday. I used to hate playing on Monday nights. There's a long, long wait all the time. So I like the idea of having three games on Sunday, three games on Saturday, and having your Thursday and a Friday game as well. So I like that. I think that the three on Sunday for me.
I think for players, Sunday night is a must because of the turnaround. It just gives you more flexibility in where you put, where you actually slot things in. The Monday night makes it a bit tricky for turnaround. Personally, I would rather come home and put the feet up on a Sunday night and watch a Monday night game, but I don't think that's the best for the players or the game.
Yeah, see, when there was Monday night footy, I was a bit over it by Monday night. I don't remember ever watching them.
I don't think I ever.
How many Sunday nights do you watch?
Oh, no, Sunday if I get home, I watch them.
If you get home.
Yeah, well, we're working.
You're nightclubbing.
No. Well, Sunday night's a 6:15 game, so you don't have to be out nightclubbing, which I've done
just
since 1986.
Well, it's like this today, for example. We're here. Yes. You'd have the 2 o'clock game, then you'd have the 4, then you'd have the 6.
Yeah. With 18, 19, up to 20 teams in, the near future.
Yes.
That turnaround and fitting it all in and being fair to all the clubs is going to be a really difficult thing to work out. They can't work it out now. How are they going to do that?
Yeah. Who is your most improved player of the year, Louis? Selwyn Cobbo for Gibbsy. I would say Jackson Ford.
Yeah, Jackson Ford's definitely up there. But I think Selwyn Cobbo, just because you can see the look on his face and the way that he plays, he's dominated Origin this year. I think he's been absolutely outstanding for Queensland and what he's doing for the Dolphins. And the Dolphins are flying high. So it is hard to go past Selwyn Cobbo. He's played a lot of footy this year and looks like Jackson Ford's going to miss the rest of the year. So I'm going Selwyn as well.
That's why I said that game yesterday. Jackson, Aaron Clark, Cody Nikorima, Selwyn Cobbo, all of those most improved ones. I was watching it thinking about that yesterday. And you come up with a question.
There you go. We're in lockstep. How good.
Think.
That, if he'd played more than nine games this year, to me the standout was Simi Sasangi. His form at the start of the year in the centres, and he's back today, but was like 400,000.
Isn't it funny how quick you forget, too?
Yeah.
Because he was absolutely on fire at the start of the year. So, yeah, that's crazy. I remember he was, I think we were talking about it with Danny calling him, going, he's probably one of my favourite players to watch. Then he got that injury.
We had him on the show, and he was, I mean, he seemed so chilled about it all.
Well, he did that game when he hurt his shoulder against Penrith.
It was too. Yes, good memory, Jonty.
Do you love rugby league? NRL Sunday on ABC Sport.
On your radio, ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
I asked earlier whether yesterday was the game of the year. It could well have been. The Dolphins in the end defeated the Warriors 26-24. Fabulous entertainment for us watching. And I'm sure it was a dramatic game to be out on the field. Once again, Cody Nikorima played a great game for the Dolphins. What a year he's having. And he joins us on the line. G'day, Cody. How are you doing?
How you going, lads? I'm very well, thank you. Bit battered after yesterday, but glad to come away with the 2 points.
That game had everything, didn't it? Gee, it was great to watch. What was it like out there?
Yeah, it was dramatic. We probably didn't play our best footy, to be honest. But, you know, what if I thought we left a bit of some points out there, but I love the way we scrambled. You know, that big credit to our fullback, Hamley, saved a couple of tries there, which helped us in the end. And, you know, lucky to come away with the win with Cobbo sealing it in the corner.
Well, yeah, because the corner hadn't been your team's friend in the first half. As you say, you left some tries out there. You could have been up by 20 the way it turned out, if not for millimetres.
I had one myself, so.
Yes.
I think next time I'll stick to what I know, and that's diving for the corner and not trying to be a winger with the one-handed put-down. So I've learned my lesson, and I won't be doing that again.
Well, it's not like you've got a shortage of good wingers. Selwyn Cobbo in the form of his life, and Jermaine Asako, it just continues to be incredible. They're great targets too for you and Isaiah, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they are for sure. And just on Jermaine, obviously he had that kick in front of, I would say our home fans, but there are definitely a lot of Warriors supporters there. So for him to ice that moment, I've seen him do that trainings and whatnot. And yeah, it was a big occasion for him too. So proud of Jermaine.
Cody, I think you're underselling yourself, mate. I thought you did a great job when you were going for that try and putting it down. You actually look like you've been practicing with the wingers.
Oh, look, I try. I've even, my son plays league too. He does these sort of put downs as well. And I told him, I've been trying to teach him. So after the no try, I think he came to me and said, "Daddy, I'm not learning off you anymore. You didn't even score the try."
That's gold, mate. Take me back. What's changed with you guys this year? He's absolutely amazing. You got attack out. You got so much attack out wide. Your forwards are doing a great job. I feel like your combination with Isaiah Katoa is just absolutely brilliant. So what has been the main change?
Probably just our defense, especially, you know, after last year. It was a real focus for us in the preseason, but probably even more so after the Manly game. You know, they put it to us at our home turf, and we sort of had a real reality check after that game. And I think since then, you know, our defense has improved dramatically, and we know that the good sides, they defend well. So, yeah, for us, it's about putting our energy into our, you know, defensive efforts. And then we know the strike we have with the ball. So, yeah, that's probably been the biggest change.
Mate, what about the talk inside the group? Obviously, you know, he's sitting up there now. You're in that top four. He's looking amazing. He's playing good football. Do you dare to believe now?
Yeah, obviously, we have a lot of belief in our squad. And we have, you know, since the start of the year, to be honest. Although we weren't putting together wins early on, we still had that belief there, and just proud that we're finally putting together. But to be fair, like we still know we went at our best, and the best is yet to come.
Mate, and just a little one, just on your halves partner, who I think you and Katoa are building up some amazing combination. How did he pull up after the game?
Yeah, he's a bit sore. I think he had scans done today, I believe. I think it may have fractured his forearm, so he's probably looking at a little stint on the sidelines. But, you know, we have that next man up mentality, and I've got to give credit to Brad. You know, he didn't really do much reps with us during the week with Izzy coming back, but I thought he, you know, played his role really well. He came in, kicked well, defended well, and, you know, we're going to need him moving forward, especially for the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Cody, you mentioned that loss to Manly. You still did have even though things had improved, you did have a couple of losses, and now you've strung 8 in a row together. So it has been an amazing transformation. I know that Manly game might have been a sort of a line in the sand, but you still lost another couple after that. You'd lost 4 in a row. Now you've won 8 in a row. So that belief that you talk about is fairly important.
Yeah, it is. And I think one thing for us is not getting bored with it. Obviously, still taking it week by week. Make sure that we get up for the challenge every week, because anything can happen in an era, as you've seen the results over the past. Since the comp has resumed this year. So, for us, it's about, you know, getting stuck in a training game come Tuesday and doing it all again next week, and why not make it 9?
With the Dolphins being a fledgling club, you're building a great rivalry with the Warriors. What's incredible is that your last 6 games, 4 have been by 2 points and 2 have been by 4 points, and it's 3 games apiece. I think in your history, it's 4 games apiece. It's a fairly impressive rivalry. You both play a great brand of football, so it's always good to watch.
Yeah, I didn't even know that stat, to be honest. So, I know coming up against Warriors, obviously it's one of my old teams. You know it's always going to be a physical battle. They have some tremendous. They got a tremendous 4-pack, some outside backs that can do a lot of damage with the football too. So. It doesn't surprise me that the games are that close.
Now, I know everything was good, and Louis is saying, yeah, the put-down was good and all of that, and you've had the issue with your son. It was a prop that got you.
Yeah. Wow.
I did realise that in the end, but I hear he was an outside back growing up, so...
Yes.
A really quick prop.
Exactly. And on Jermaine Asako... He has played every game. I know you're 74. I think you've been going for 87. Jermaine has played...
You're just hitting Cody with all these
I'm
statistical morsels.
Cody how good Jermaine has been, and that's why the players love to play with him, and he iced the game yesterday. But he has played every minute of every game. It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't think he's missed a game for the Dolphins.
No, not at all.
That's why they call him Iron Mane, so... He's definitely shown that, yeah, he's obviously valuable to our team. Like I said, he had the ice that moment in the end there, and just, yeah, what he does with the footy, doesn't go unnoticed in our team too. So, yeah, he's awesome to have.
We love watching Iron Man Asako, but I've got one more stat for you about him. He now has 15 missed calls on his face because we've given his number instead of Cody's.
Oh, really? Oh, did you hear? He broke
it, eh? He's absolutely hammered. Cody, getting through this Origin period with so many players now in the Dolphins during Origin period, how have you found that as a mainstay? And you've mentioned this winning run you guys are on. It doesn't seem to have adversely affected you. How have you found it?
We've obviously handled it pretty good so far. We've obviously had the one more game to go, which is next week. But look, it all started at the Canberra game. We had the Origin boys out, plus myself, Herbie was a late scratching. So I think, you know, those young boys that came in gave them a lot of confidence. And, yeah, I guess we've sort of ran with it since then.
Yeah, Louis, we've spoken about this. When you won the comp in 03 with Penrith, very similar vibes for me watching the Dolphins play to you guys, because the big criticism about Penrith then was your lack of defence. And as Cody said, a big focus for them now is defence. But whatever they scored, you backed yourself to score more, and that reminds me of the Dolphins.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, our mentality back then is if you score 30, we'll score 32.
Yeah.
And I watch what you guys do now, Cody, and, I think it's quite amazing. Like, you've got a tackle over the park, but... You know, if someone's got a 12-point or a 14-point or even a 20-point lead, you still know the Dolphins can come back and run them down. So I think you're in with a red-hot chance if you keep believing. I actually got you as a smoky too. So we're looking pretty good as a grand final team. So good luck.
Yep. Hey, thank you, Luke. Appreciate that.
And just finally, the Warriors, Cody. How serious a team are they? Because they've been top four all year and been very impressive. They've actually played in a couple of games of the year that they've lost against Penrith and now you guys. How highly do you rate them?
Oh, very high. They're obviously at the top for a reason. And one thing I can say about them is they definitely don't beat themselves. So, you know, they don't move the ball too much, but what they rely on is their forward pack, just their power game. Obviously, like I said before, they've got some very handy outside backs mixed in with a great forward pack and even their spine. I obviously know they had a few players out yesterday, but, yeah, like, they have they've obviously got some depth there too, because the boys that have stepped in have done a tremendous job for them.
Well, thanks for the entertainment, Cody. You and your teammates are so fun to watch, and may it continue and may the results keep coming as well, because the Dolphins heading towards a finals berth for the very first time, and as you and Luke have been saying, very legitimate premiership threats. Well done, mate. Keep it going.
Thank you.
NRL Sunday on ABC Sport.
Rugby league is on your radio. ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Hi, this is Chris Barth, a new member of the ABC's weekend team this year. I'm a Parramatta Eels supporter. Can be difficult at times, but I do love the NRL and I have many thoughts about it. Many. But right now, we are after your first thought. The first thing that comes to your mind when Andrew mentions the topic. And don't be like John Gibbs. It's not your second or third or fourth, fifth or sixth thought. Just your first thought. Sorry, Gibbsy.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I'm going to use a term here and I want your first thought after you hear it. And remember, this is in relation to rugby league and it's your first thought only, as Chris Barr pointed out. 1300 361 700 is the number to ring. Or you can answer with a text message on 0467 920222. That term is loose unit. First thought to come into your head. Loose unit. Who is it? For mine, this name raced into my head. Stephen Blocker Roach. And I say that as a mate for about 40 years, a long-term colleague, and as a rugby league front rower for Balmain, New South Wales and Australia. Blocker is, I think it's under the dictionary for loose unit. And he always has been one. He also happens to be an extremely talented fella, a very proud grandfather these days, and father, and a very, very, very generous human being. But, and he won't mind me saying, because he's described himself this way, Stephen Roach is a loose unit. And actually, while I've been talking about Blocker, about five other names have raced into my head, but was a clear first thought. Who is yours? You can let us know on 1300 361 700. In relation to rugby league, loose unit, John Gibbs, who or what is your first?
It was a titillating introduction, by the way. I was thinking, what's he going to ask?
I know.
So the first name that popped into my head,
yes,
and I think this is all-encompassing,
yes,
is Cameron Munster.
As a loose unit?
Mm.
Cam Munster, okay.
The way he plays, the way he lives, everything. He's a loose unit.
Again, there's no right or wrong answers. There is... Did you steal Gibbs his water?
I think yours, Gibbs.
It's not a team water. What about you, sorry, Louis? Loose unit.
I went straight to Ben Rorty.
Former teammate.
Yeah, I played with him, but he was just mate, legend of a teammate. Champion fella, but just loose, like just a nutter in every great way.
Naughty Rorty.
Yeah, he was just, even on the field, I remember he'd just have this brain snap and he'd go, yep, I'm doing it, and just go nuts. So, Ben Rorty for me.
Well, Lizard on the Gold Coast on the text line. This was one of the names that went through my head when I was talking about Blocker. Mark Geyer.
Mark Geyer, yeah.
And a more beautiful man you could never meet. But Mark Geyer, of course, is listed on the Gold Coast. Mark says, my first thought, Les Boyd. I knew this one would come up. Loose unit, Ron Gibbs, says David. Townsville Seagull says, my first thought for loose unit, Ron Rambo Gibbs. Pete at Fennel Bay, hi Andrew, Ronnie Gibbs, he's a standout leader already. Loose unit, Adrian Morley. Hairless Chook heading off to Canberra Stadium. My first thought is Ronnie Rambo Gibbs, great player, mad as a cut snake on the field. First thought is Danny Williams. What a maniac, says Tim at Upper Caboolture. Great show, boys. My first thought, Martin Lang. That's from Krusty Queenslander. 0467 920 222. Jeff from Jindabyne. First thought, Mick Ennis. Would you describe Mick as a... Well, he's...
He wasn't a loose unit.
On the field.
He was more... He was a rat bag.
So there's a differentiation.
Yeah, I'd say more of a rat bag.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, that can be another season.
See, everyone has a different
of course.
Impression of loose unit, just the
correct.
Description.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
I am intrigued by this getting to know you because I feel like I've gotten to know this bloke over about the last 30 to 40 years. Will we find out anything new about the great Paul Sirenin, Tigers legend, Blues legend, Kangaroos legend, and now a legend basically in retirement up north. How are you, Ciro?
Yeah, going well, thanks, Andrew. Semi-retired, mate, still doing a little bits and pieces with the New South Wales Rugby League and enjoying my footy, but all going very well, touch wood.
You'll never stop doing that, will you, for New South Wales?
I don't think so, mate. It keeps you young, you know, if you stay involved with any sort of sport, really, mate. But, you know, our great game of rugby league, mate, I've been blessed to be involved with it for a long time and continue to do so. And I pinch myself every day and tell myself how lucky I am.
Well, Ciro, I am going to be so intrigued as to whether I learned something I didn't know about you. I suspect I may.
Yeah.
Let's start with the best nickname you've ever been given, because you've had a million of them.
Oh, I've had some doozies too, Andrew. Probably the Buttocks, Ryan HG. That was one which has kind of stuck over the years, but I've been, as you would know, Constable Care,
yes.
Something Donut.
You know, only because you worked at a donut agency.
Exactly. But I've... But I'll settle on Ciro. That'll do me.
Didn't Roy and HG also describe you as the man the Poms hate?
Oh, don't the Poms hate him?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that too. And they, I think they've warmed to me a little bit now, mate. I've been out there a couple of times in the last few years, obviously with Curtis and Bailey both playing in the Super League.
That's so right. Yeah.
I've made frequent trips over there, and I've made some good friends over there.
Rate yourself out of 10 as a college football star.
Oh, two.
Because I think that's something people have forgotten about you. You went over to, it was the University of Hawaii, wasn't it, way back when?
Yeah, way back when. But, because I was, I mean, you go to college and attend classes for 5 years, but you're only eligible to play for 4 years. So I was, my first year was as a redshirting. It's a redshirt, is how they describe it. So just learning the game and like doing the scrimmages at practice and whatnot. But, I still used to suit up and run out to the rest of the team and Aloha Stadium to the tunes of Hawaii 5-0, mate. It was fantastic. What a buzz that was.
Yeah, good. The first job you ever had, what was it?
Mate, I worked for a... straight out of school. I did a fair bit of labouring with the old man. Dad was a builder, so... I was the only kid who dreaded school holidays because I'd get dragged in to look after two or three brickies and carry bricks. But that'll serve the purpose, mate. But my first job was with a sportswear mob. The Thousands are all pretty famous around Gladesville, mate. They were involved with water polo and a few other things, mate. I had a short career with them, mate, before sort of looking to get in the police force.
What made you, Paul Sirenin, a good police officer?
I probably kept it out of everyone's way.
That's not what I hear, Ciro.
No. look, I was very approachable, mate. I probably wasn't the world's best copper. I only made a few arrests over my tenure. But, you know what, the mill room was very safe when I was around there. So if your lunch was in the fridge in the mill room in the police station, I looked after it.
What was the first car you ever owned?
First car was a Datsun 1000. I think I paid about $800 for it. It had a leather sunroof you could wind back. And I remember I took off at the lights one day, and back in those days, like, there was no automatic seat adjustment for the backrest. So I
yes.
there used to be like a little bolt in there. Anyway, I took off the lights one day and snapped it and ended up looking at the roof and didn't know what the hell was going on. But, yeah, that was a bit unusual, mate. But yeah, it was a little beast, mate. So,
when did you fall in love with rugby league? Do you remember?
Oh, I reckon as a six-year-old, seven-year-old, mate of mine I went to primary school with, they kind of dragged me along. They were short on numbers. You know, as little kids, we used to play front yard, backyard footy, you know, with all the kids in the street. And but I remember as a seven-year-old going and playing my first game and just thought, how good is this? And, those days too, there was no, mini and mod football. Under sevens was a full-size field, full-size football.
Mm.
And you just sort of run around. The kids are running around everywhere. So it was fabulous. I got some wonderful memories from my early days.
I can imagine you at seven running amok. What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
My plenty of advice over the years, I think. But look, it's an old, not an oldie but a goodie. But yeah, the harder you work, the luckier you get.
Mm.
That's always been a good one, which is stuck in my mind. You know, it's people would say, "How are you? You're lucky to get picked for this team and do that," but they didn't know what you're doing when you were on your own and working hard or doing extra training or bits and pieces. But that's a good one for everyone to stick by.
When, if ever, did you seriously consider leaving Balmain/Sydney Tigers for another team?
Probably only once or twice, mate. I was approached by the great Bob Fulton, tried to get me in my first full year of grade in 86, and I went and sat with Bob and Kerry Packer, and that was quite interesting at the time. But again, just because I'd only just been grade, and Balmain were on the up, and been a great pack of forwards and great bunch of blokes there, so never considered leaving. But probably, I would dare say around 95, mate, I only had a couple of years left, and really close. I actually went into the office to tell Keith I was going to go over to the Sharks and just sign there for a couple of years. And by the time I left Half Hour Ladder, I agreed to re-sign for 2 years with Balmain. So that's probably the respect I held for Keith Barnes.
Well, and he paid all you guys the same except for?
Yeah, except for Benny.
Not the
same money, you know.
What's your favourite sport, Ciro, other than rugby league?
Mate, I love all sport, mate. But I'm a real keen cricketer as a kid. Athletics, I loved athletics as a kid. The old man used to coach us in a bit of throwing, bit of javelin, and shot put and discus. But I certainly love watching the Summer Olympics when they roll around.
Do you have a bucket list sporting event that you'd like to go to?
Oh, probably a Super Bowl, mate. I think, yeah. Just from the days way back in Hawaii, mate, it's probably one of those ones that you'd love to do. So I reckon a Super Bowl at some stage.
All right. Now, this stuff I'm very interested in from you, Paul. your favourite TV show as a kid, what was it?
Oh, boy. There's a couple.
Yes.
you know, the Munsters are going to get chucked in there to the Addams Family.
Did you have a favourite character from the Munsters by chance?
Oh, yeah, they may have been. Big Herman reminded me of Blocker.
You insinuating that I'm fat-headed enough to remove a piece of wood that was supporting the porch?
Precisely.
Balderdash. Dumb old porch.
Although he might say it reminded me of him, so...
Does Herman ever visit you?
Apart from Gilligan's Island, mate, Hogan's Heroes, all those great shows as a kid used to run home and watch, they're all wonderful.
Oh, you're a wuss. I thought you'd get to slip into a little bit of Herman Munster.
Oh, no. He's retired.
That's after a few quiet ones, I know. But it is very, very good. All right, what about movies, Ciro? Your favourite movie of all time?
It's probably a toss-up, mate. I reckon Field of Dreams was a favourite. Dreams of Shawshank Redemption, and for a bit of slapstick and fun, something about Mary, I reckon that's thrown in there too, mate. It's a classic.
Yeah, no, that good call. I think that might be our first something about Mary that we've received. But I will tell you though, Ralph Tucker and I were discussing before we had this chat, what would your favourite first car be? And Ralphie said Datsun. And then he said, well, I wonder what Ciro's favourite TV show will be. I'm like, Munsters is going to feature.
Jeez, how predictable. Huh?
And then movie, I threw out Shawshank.
Did you?
Yeah. So I need to be surprised so by you. So I'm going to ask you this, Paul Sirenen. What is something, a hidden talent, something we don't know about you?
Gosh, well, I'm an open book, Andrew. You and Ralph seem to know everything about me. I wouldn't say I'm a closet, but I absolutely love music. I just, you know, if I'm at home on my own and, you know, I've always got the music on, I've got a couple of playlists I love going through and humming along to and singing along to, mate. Well,
let's go there then while you're hot. Who is your all-time favourite singer or band?
Oh, man, that's who's your favourite child, Andrew? That's like saying that, but I've got to say, I reckon the 80s, the music from the 80s, you cannot beat it. And even the young people these days are all back into the 80s music too, because it was music, you know. You could sing along to it, and, you know, it wasn't the rap stuff that I listen to now. I'm showing my age now, aren't I?
And I'm stuck in the 80s of music too. But if I had asked you which decade of music would be your favourite, it would be a great answer. But your all-time favourite singer or band, come on, have a crack.
I'm going to go.
It would have been easy just to give me a Herman Munster or to let you off.
Yeah. I reckon. I'm going to go Dragon. I love it.
Ooh.
I'll Dragon. LRB too, Little River Band, I love them too. They're probably early, late 70s, early 80s as well. So
you've just put in my mind Blocker singing April Sun in Cuba.
Yeah, well, that's a go-to song for a lot of blokes, isn't it? But, yeah. So it's a cracker.
All right, what's the best concert you've ever been to?
I'd say Elton John, mate. He's a favourite artist as well. You know, Elton, mate, of all places, I saw him in Bathurst.
Really?
I saw him at that world tour, and it was funny because he came out on stage and he said, well, here's something I thought I'd never say. Good evening, Bathurst. it was Carrington Park, you know, where they had the
thing
up there. It was fabulous, mate. It was a great night, and he just played. He played all his old stuff too. It was nearly 2.5-3 hours of just classic Elton. It was wonderful.
Well, there you go. You have shocked me that you saw Elton John in Bathurst. So that's fantastic. All right. Now, your favourite holiday destination?
Oh, boy. See, nothing that jumps out. I've been really lucky going to different places. I reckon there's a little spot. Yeah, there's a spot an hour south of me called Sandon River near Wooloy Mini Water on the east coast. If you go inland from, but it's on the coast from, yeah, you know, Broome's head around that spot. It's a little place called Sandon River, and I don't want to give it away too much more information because it's a great little sanctuary, and it's a national park now. And there's a couple of houses that were built there. It was a fishing village prior to becoming a national park. So I'm just fortunate enough. I've got a couple of mates who've got houses down there that we go down and stay at. So it's a great spot.
So you want listeners to look it up but not go there?
Look it up but don't go there.
Yeah. All right, a few quick ones to finish with, Paul Sirenen. Your take on clowns, great fun or terrifying?
Clowns?
Yeah.
Oh, great fun. They're good fun.
Summer.
Yeah, we all love a clown.
Summer or winter?
Oh, summer. Summer for sure.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Sweet or savoury?
Oh, I'm a savoury sort of guy. Savoury.
Okay. Peanut butter, crunchy or smooth?
Smooth.
And finally, Ciro. Now, I've got a lot of faith in you to get this right. Tomato sauce, cupboard or fridge?
Oh, pantry. In the pantry, cupboard for sure.
No! You're a dud. You're a dud. Everything I've ever known about you, playing career, bloke, volunteer, all gone out the window. Paul Sirenen, and great fun getting to know you, mate. Look forward to catching up again soon.
Lovely talking to you, Andrew. Good on you.
On ABC Sport, let's hear our man of sound, Dennis Carnahan's Song of the Week.
No, we've got the win, yeah. Everyone's probably moping around 250, but yeah, it's just another game, and I'm looking forward to the year ahead. Far out, how good's rugby league?
Someone just played 250 games. the Melbourne Storm.
Hey, what's that?
From Dally M's to grand final wins, Cam's done it all.
The rest of the way, but
let's go
on the posts.
He ain't afraid of no posts.
Try was underneath the post and they gave me a chance to kick the goals.
He ain't afraid of no posts. If you need a man to lead the Queensland team, who are you going to call?
Kim Webster!
Dig beneath the skin of the fans and the opposition.
Ow!
Who are you going to call?
Kim Webster!
You just got to go out there and, you know, ruffle some feathers.
He ain't afraid to be a pest.
I've probably been known to be a lot more grubby.
He ain't afraid to be a pest.
Slipped in the shower, which was a true story. I didn't do my calf, but definitely did my groin.
He said he hurt his hip in a shower slip. Do you believe him at all? He's got old hips, says he uses them a fair bit. What's he use them for?
Maybe it's just old hips, to be honest. I use them a fair bit.
He ain't afraid to use hips.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Diving out of the Queensland, to the Capitan, Cameron Munster.
Munster
went astray on a mad Monday. Had a little fall. But then he came back, got his game on track. So call him.
Hopefully I'll get the call.
He ain't afraid to be a pest.
Whatever happens on the field stays on the field.
He ain't afraid to be a pest.
I just like the way we dumped in. That's good.
Everyone,
please. Carry on like a play 600. All right, have good rugby. Go Queensland.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.